You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Yeah, yo, it's your main man, Jay Red. Can't do with the motherfucking fade.
And this your boy, Jamar Fresh, aka the Fresh One.
Man, my goddamn mind said Hennessy, but my wallet said Parmesan. So I went with what my wallet had to say.
Again.
So y'all boy, do me a favor, chill and listen.
And remember, it ain't about what you heard, it's about what you listen to.
All right. Watch out now. You whack
motherfucker. Watch out now. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Episode of Kickback Podcast. As always, your boy Jay Red, world's greatest host, Josh Boshua Jackson Jr. the third. This motherfucker done missed the last episode.
Red, you done switched up on me, man. Like, you can't even do the show without me. Like, you just on some.
What you mean?
I'm just do the show. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck Josh. I'm like, you can't even do the
show without me. Oh, like, where this nigga at, man? Like, this nigga was absent, but like I said, man, it's always, like, it's always us two, so we gotta, like, come together. We try to get some good times in, man.
Yeah.
I know that nigga gotta go to work, so I'm gonna try to do it earlier.
Yeah.
But not too late.
Grinding.
Yeah. But y'all, we got a special guest in the motherfucking building, bro.
Special guest.
Motherfucking Thekka Jones.
What it is, Thekka Jones.
Celebrity.
Man, look, man. I'm just trying to get this money and keep it in my pants, man. That's all I'm trying to do, man. What y'all
Man, not shit, man. If y'all didn't know, man, Thekka got like 6 jobs out this bitch.
I do have a lot of jobs, man. I got a lot of bills, so you know, I need it, man.
How many bills you got?
Let me see. I got my rent. I got my car note. Yeah. I got my internet bill. I got my pussy Light bill.
That shit expensive, ain't it?
That shit expensive. That's time and money you got.
You would like this rent or this pussy? Like, you like, I mean, rent to take it late, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, rent, like, I got 5 days.
You can negotiate with rent.
Yeah, like, pussy bill is like, hey, man.
You got to get it while it's hot.
Get it while it's hot, literally.
Let me ask you this. So, this is off top, but I'm just saying, like, so if you just late for your rent, what they do?
Oh, charge the extra days, fees.
Like, every day they charge a fee?
Well, for mine, it's just the one flat fee of $75.
Mm-hmm.
So you give, like, us whenever. Just give us
$75. So I'd be like, okay. Like, I've been late. Like, maybe I've been staying there for, like, I think 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I might have been late, like, twice.
Yeah.
And, it, like, it wasn't even up. Like, when, I just didn't want to pay it.
Yeah, when did you pay it? Like 2 weeks later or some shit?
No. The latest I paid was, like, 2 days later.
Yeah, I feel
like, you a good one.
Yeah.
I'll do some shit with, like, oh, I'm late. I went to the wrong load and just get him like a lump sum.
Yeah,
y'all don't want this.
Nah, that's crazy though. Because, I mean, we ain't been late yet, but sometimes I'll be like, man, fuck that. The goddamn
and
rent.
That's how
it was. Yeah, but yeah, man, y'all ain't no man. Thekka got 6 jobs in this bitch. Hey, can you tell us about the Jackson Indie Music Week so far, or you can't speak on it?
Yeah, I can. So Jackson Indie Music Week, we had it last year. It's basically a independent film and music festival. We have it on the second week of January.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I'm one of the parts of the film festival and the music video festival.
Yeah.
We're having a music video showcase at Offbeat on Saturday. Before the hip hop show, and we're doing the film festival that Sunday at the Planetarium.
Am I involved in anything like that, or should I be involved?
yeah, y'all can come, man. Y'all can get some tickets off of Eventbrite. I'm gonna get y'all some tickets. I'm gonna get y'all some tickets, and yeah, man, we got an Eventbrite set up where you can buy some stuff. I mean, you can buy a ticket there.
Yeah.
JacksonIndieMusic.com is the website where. If anybody wants
Gym Week.
Gym Week. If anybody wants some more information, they can go there.
And we got some pins coming too. I got these little pins.
Kickback pin?
Yeah, but it had a little logo on there.
The little microphone?
Yeah. What little necklace is it? It's a little dope little pin that I got. But,
Yeah, that's what's up. Like, you feeling me in on shit? Like,
Like, I invited, this blog used to fuck with me really heavy, called Nappy Afro, and I invited them out. And,
Where they from?
Florida and Texas. So hopefully one of their representatives will come.
Yeah.
I laid it out for them, like, hey, come on through. We trying to get a lot of people from, like, not just Mississippi to come. Like, we kind of targeting, like, New Orleans and Memphis, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just trying to bring people down. We booking acts right now and everything. We had about, I'd say, probably about 120 submissions.
God damn, that's good.
Yeah,
that's too many.
Yeah, it was like, and I'm on the submission committee, so
you get to pick.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to listen to the shit.
You got to listen to it.
So you be like, this shit trash, or like, what you listen for? Is it trash or what? Like,
I look for, Well, I mean, a lot of it, I'm not going to say a lot of it was trash, but a lot of it was people not being original. Like, I ain't saying you got to, like, be out and try to, like, find your own sound, but it would be like, okay, this is a Rich Homie Quan clone.
This is a Kevin Gates clone.
Like, I can hear where they were writing this. And like, how would Kevin
Gates say it?
We had a lot of that. But, like,
damn, dude, that's fucked up, dude.
Out of, like, the 120 we had, I think we're gonna settle on about 70 X.
Yeah. Could you get me in there? Like,
as a
you rap. You know what I was gonna say, like,
I mean, I can start today.
Oh, okay. Deadline is closed. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry, you know.
Nah, I used to rap back in the day. Josh got some bars.
Y'all used to, well, you used to rap with against Darius, right?
I used to rap
against each other.
Nah, yeah. I started rapping and Darius just thought he could just like rap as good as me, so he started rapping, but it turned out.
What was Darius's state? Well, rap name?
Four bars. Yeah, but he had a whole clique though.
Really?
We had Chris Lockhart on the show too. I think Chris was probably part of that clique too. I don't know. It's some goofy ass
shit. Chris Lockhart, the dude that dated Meredith.
I don't know who he dated, but he the guy with the dreads with the kayaks.
With the El Camino.
Oh, yeah.
Chris.
Sir Tarzan.
Yeah. He'd be on Twitter.
Yeah. It's crazy. The times we living in.
You follow him on Twitter?
Nah, I need to.
Yeah.
Look, I just be saying shit.
Bro, it's like a whole cluster of motherfuckers. He'd be like, him, he'd be like, fly, then he'd be like, Quez hit you with something funny. He'd be like,
Quez get you on there.
That's
like
Q-Mac.
That nigga funny as shit. I mean, look here, like I don't tweet Mary in the morning.
Get married to give you one every
9 ain't married to give you one, but you a chuckle. You
Maya
know what I'm saying?
Give
like,
you one.
Who?
Maya. Your homegirl.
Oh yeah, no, but she on Instagram. I don't really follow her on Twitter. You follow her on Twitter?
I mean Instagram.
Oh yeah. Nah, she give you a bunch of them on that shit. But man, let me tell you, Joe, I was outside the motherfucking studio. I think my girl had came in town and I see this nigga and somebody on with a car. He shoot a whole music video. I think Kamikaze's out there or some shit.
Yeah. Marcel P. Black. He had a Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
And I was shooting the video.
Like a Louisiana.
Nigga, I didn't even know. I didn't even know you did video.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I mean, I ain't know, but
that's what I. So like, if I could say what I do primarily, I'd say I'm a videographer.
Uh-huh.
So like, I've worked with everybody kind of worked with the city. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I've worked on projects with the state. Mm. I'm working on a project with Hinds County Schools right now.
Yeah.
And like I want to do more music videos now. So like,
you want to do the music video?
I just want to do a couple.
Yeah.
Like I've done some, but like I kind of half-assed them.
Yeah.
So like, I actually want to like sit down and create a music video that I like.
Yeah.
And I'm working with a couple of people now. But yeah, like I'm a videographer.
Man, I thought that was dope. I was like, man, I ain't know this nigga did. We didn't. Chopped it up in podcast, ex Uber video.
Man, I only bring the camera out when I'm getting paid. And I ain't even like at no like just level where I could just really say that.
Yeah.
But dude be trying to like
finesse.
I'm like, dog, come on, man. Like,
what's the worst business deal you got so far as far as video?
I remember one dude, he a rapper.
Yeah.
And he wanted like some scenes, some like chicks or whatever. Ugh.
Okay, let me ask you, do you help them come up with concepts or you just be like, I just got the camera?
I help them come up with concepts if they're bad. Like, you know
what I'm saying? I don't think that shit gonna work.
Yeah, like, I can't ride down, I can't roll the window down on the interstate. And I'm not gonna tell me that before. Like, I want to ride down the interstate rapping. I'm like, no. Like, you know, but so. We talking or whatever, and I was finna do all this shit for $400. Like, a legit, like, this was gonna take like 2 or 3 days to do.
Yeah.
And he was like, can we work something out? Yeah. And I'm like, dog.
It's $400.
Like, we really working something out right now, dog. Like, that shit, I will never forget that shit.
Yeah. You gotta look at what you dealing with.
I want to see your work, too. What,
you can check out Thacka Procrastinates. That's my YouTube.
But I was gonna ask you about that shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So Thacka Procrastinates. I just got a YouTube. I do like sketches on.
Where you get that money from though?
I got that money from.
He got a bunch of money on that bitch.
It's a bunch of fake.
How much was? Oh, it's fake.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's
you
fake.
Soldier boy. Now.
I thought you just.
I'm Soldier Boy.
I literally thought you asked like three of your partner, like, hey man, take out my $600 ATM. I'm gonna get right back to you.
Listen. This is for everybody. That is not real money. Please do not rob me. When you see me, listen.
Yeah, he just saying that shit so you won't rob him.
That
was real money.
So I got this picture of like the Kodak Black Pole where he got the hundreds on his arm. Mm-hmm. It's like that, and all that's fake. We got that from my partner E. He got that from Amazon.
Fake money?
Yeah, and it looked real as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it looks real.
Are you going to
like,
buy fake money from Amazon?
Yeah. Well, it's prop money.
Yeah.
For a video.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, if you look at it, it says, like, play money. You know, mm-hmm. This is not for distribution. And yeah. Then, like, as soon as you feel it,
yeah.
You know, it's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on camera, it looked real as fuck.
Yeah. So, like, we had some fake money. I wanted to do a skit. That went pretty good. I think we had, like, 2,000 views for it now. But, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I only got, like, 40 subscribers, so.
Yeah, I subscribed to that bitch when I saw that bitch. I was rolling on that bitch. Yeah.
Then we did one with my partner, Cut. He's a personal trainer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that one, too.
Yeah, supposed to be like some NFL shit. So, I'm working on one now with Mark B. Williams. You know Mark?
Yeah, nah.
He's a comedian around here. Like, so we used to do Late Night Jackson with him.
Yeah.
Like, R.I.P. Late Night Jackson. Like, But yeah, so I just put random shit
where
on there.
Where that was? That was at Offbeat?
Nah, Late Night Jackson was a web series we used to do.
Oh, okay,
Yeah, it was cool, but like the thing about Late Night Jackson is Late Night Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
It was raw.
No, it ain't raw. It's just Jackson has shit to do, but it's still not like a major city.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, we did like 10 episodes, and by like, We were scrambling to look for things to go to and to do. Like, that wasn't a fashion show or wasn't, like, a comedy show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, wasn't poetry.
Yeah.
Like,
I believe I could do a little stand-up a little bit. I mean, I probably got to, like, be drunk or some shit.
So, like,
get high.
I had, like, 4 or 5 people throughout the course of my life tell me I should do stand-up. And I was like, hell no.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, hell no.
Why?
I'm not, like...
You anti-stand-up, bro?
I'm not anti-stand-up. I'm just, I know I won't be good doing it. Like,
you never know until you try.
I'm good.
Like, I mean, you got to bomb. Like, everybody bombs. Like, you have to bomb.
Hey,
like,
but that's crazy, though, because, like, a lot of stand-up doesn't even come with just somebody being funny. I mean, that's one thing, but like it's all come with like charisma and like getting the crowd involved and like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just up there telling jokes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dry ass shit.
I don't even want to try it.
Yeah.
I just want to be like, I'm on Twitter. I'm just chilling.
Yeah. But them niggas with comedians get paid, nigga. Like,
they get paid, but you got to be a comedian like forever before you get a lot of money.
Oh, God.
And it's like, fuck, I don't want to try this new thing at 29.
I think that's why the comedian game is so tight right now. Because, like, everybody that's in the game, like, I've been doing this shit all my life, nigga.
Yeah,
like, you're not just finna get in.
I was 13 going to the comedy club.
Yeah.
Like, nigga,
like, when you see a nigga like DC Young Fly, you be like, I mean, you funny on social media, nigga. But to be making some real money, you got to be in that shit for
I'm going to say this. Hot take. This is a hot take. Yeah. DC Young Fly is not funny.
Okay, I can see why you say that. Okay, you know what I'm saying? But He's a funny individual, but some of the content he put out
is
not funny.
Emmanuel Hudson, that's funny.
Emmanuel
exactly. Hudson, I said he's a funny person, but the content he put out is not funny. You know what I'm saying?
Funnier than Emmanuel Hudson?
To me, Emmanuel Hudson funnier than the DC.
Emmanuel Hudson, the twins,
dude with the dreads.
He got a brother.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It ain't for me, but I would watch that.
I'm just as far as like young people, like
like that. Who's the dude that do the hold up, big fella? Who is that?
Oh yeah, his name. Damn, I got his name, but it's like it's sort of D or some shit.
Yeah,
but,
now that shit, like he should have just did one video.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna ride this shit.
Yeah.
What's dude with the big eyes? That be
Country Wayne. Now that nigga ain't funny at all. I don't like
you. You think he funny?
He came here and I wanted to go just so I could boo.
Yeah.
Like I've been like.
Well, which one of these social media stars funny you? Well, you find hilarious. You said DC wasn't.
You
Emmanuel
know
who
I like?
Who?
I don't know her name, but it's this chick. She real pretty. And she got this one where she be talking about like she don't fight, like ugly girls can fight because they ain't got shit to lose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nah, I don't.
She be sitting in the car. Yeah, she like she funny.
Oh yeah, I do know you talking about. Yeah, she kind of cute a little bit. I know you talking about. I think I follow that bitch.
Yeah.
She got the funny shit. I can't think of it right now, but I think I know you talking about. Like,
yeah, I fuck with her.
Yeah, before you leave, I'm gonna show you some videos. I think I know you talking about. But man, like I mean, it's a lot of funny social media niggas. Like, my favorite is kind of Emmanuel Hudson. Back when he was doing the, funny shit. Now he just kind of like the wilded out kind of funny. That shit really ain't really like.
Yeah, wilded out ain't been funny since ever.
Yeah,
like, shit, he had a few funny moments.
Cat Williams, you ain't gonna lie with you. Cat Williams on the bitch. This shit was fucking hilarious.
You know, he gonna be in town Saturday.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, no, the 18th. So that's
Friday. Yeah. Damn, that's not tomorrow. This shit finna be popping. Like, but no, I enjoy Cat Williams, man.
I fuck with Cat. Yeah. Cat got a Jones, but I fuck with Cat. Yeah. You know, like, shit.
He be wild and beating up Puerto Rican kids. Like, what is you doing? Like,
we all want to beat up kids before.
Nah, not me.
You ain't never want to beat up kids before.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
I wanted to like discipline other people's children. Like why but you doing something?
He ain't beat him up time? Though.
Like, knee a kid in the face. Like,
but he ain't beat him up though.
Just because he was a kid.
It was so bad.
Like. Bro, like, when I was little, bro, I used to have it, like, so real, bro. And, like, my older siblings used to, like, pick on me and shit. So, like, one day I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to go off. And, like, I was just like, it was one of my cut, he was big. I was like, shut your fat ass up. Like, I was just, like, young. And, like, he told my mama, and, like, my mama got on me. She was like, don't be talking to him like that. So, I'm like, it's cool for him to stick my head in his ass.
Oh, come on.
Stick my head in his ass, give me pink ass shit.
Like, hey, fat ass. That's not fair.
Like, what the fuck? Like, but
that's crazy. But they ain't got nothing, got nothing to do with it. But y'all remember when Chris Rock was like, you want to say more shit, lose some of your shit. You can talk more shit if you broke. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was like, a rich motherfucker can't say, look at these broke bastards.
Yeah.
But a broke motherfucker be like, these rich motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, and it makes perfectly sense.
Should
you know,
I
like,
be rich and talk about some people?
I mean,
if I was rich, I'd be a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, I would be a horrible person.
Yeah. I wouldn't be horrible. I got too good of a heart, though.
I got like eight
shit. Like, what? No bullshit. Like, I do shit. Like, this just me, but, like, I do shit, like, you know how, like, when people say, I wonder how that person with nobody looking, like, like, it'd be a couple of situations where I'd be like, damn, like, you know, it's just because I'm a good-natured person. Like, I saw this woman, like, she was walking into the apartment complex, and, like, she dropped, like, all her shit, and, like, the door swung open. I was like, dude, I was right behind her. I was looking at her like, shit, I'm going to help you out. Like, you know
I get that, but I'm a dirty motherfucker. I'd be like, hey, I'll help her. But like, if I was rich, like, I'd just be on some like revenge shit. Like the Count of Monte Crisco type shit. But not like, I said Crisco. Damn.
What is it?
But the Count of Monte Cristo.
Cristo.
Yeah.
Oh, you do about the grease.
Yeah, I said Crisco. Yeah.
Sound like
the
Black
Murder.
Yeah,
the Count
of Monte Crisco.
He
do
the grease.
Like, I would definitely get some revenge.
Like Dave Chappelle's, one of his skits. Are y'all seeing him on?
Like with the plane and he was like, I'm rich, leave your hood. I would do some shit like that. I got like two chicks, I'd do this.
But see, you saw Dave Chappelle on SNL?
Yeah, it was funny.
Both of y'all saw it? Yeah. Okay, good, because I saw it too. But I might have missed like maybe a skit or some shit. But I saw when he did other characters, I saw the monologue and I saw the election night shit.
No, I didn't see the election. I saw the one he was in the bar in the Walking Dead. I seen the monologue.
But I heard he was like, I would do SNL if I got Chris with me. With Tribe Called Quest or some shit. He was like, I'll only do it if these people come with me or some shit. So he put Tribe Called Quest in the music.
Yeah, that's cool. Chris, and he was smoking.
Cigarette on stage.
He was like smoking cigarette. And
you
I
smoke
like,
weed?
Nah, I don't.
Okay.
And it was so weird because, like, you ain't seen a motherfucker smoking on TV in a long time.
He does that though.
And I was like, oh shit, this nigga smoking. Like,
Dave Chappelle real out here smoking cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? They're probably Newports. You know what I'm saying?
$10 a box. What they in New York or something?
Like $10 a box.
They were saying Seattle, damn.
$10 a pack.
But that's because they tax is different.
Number weed, no tobacco, nicotine. Like,
but yeah, man, I saw Dave Chappelle, man. I thought it was an awesome SNL. They said the ratings was pretty low, but also
the ratings were low.
It was lower, not
lower than expected.
Yeah, but also they rated was pretty low.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
SNL kind of.
Yeah, like I haven't watched Saturday Night Live. Like, I never just watched it consistently.
Yeah, nah.
I haven't watched Saturday Night Live. Like before Chappelle was on, I hadn't watched it in years.
It probably it all depends on who the you know the guest is. Yeah. Like if it's somebody like it might be funny, like LeBron or something. I don't know, like Johnny Manziel. Like you know, it just be like crazy. Like
But every time niggas host it, I always look for like who hosting. If he ain't really like entertaining, I'd be like, man, watching that.
Yeah, I don't want to see like Eddie Redmayne. Nah. And I only know who Eddie Redmayne is.
Is that John Cena hosting it? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know who Eddie Redmayne is because that movie, like Fantastic Beast or whatever, is coming out. So he's this like white English actor. Yeah. And like, I was helping my partner put up one of those like movie prop things they use like in the like the advertisements.
Yeah.
And like I was hating it. Like it took us like 4 hours to do that shit and I was like, fuck Eddie Redmayne. Yeah. And he spelled the name like M-A-Y-N-E. So it was like Maine.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck Eddie Redmayne. Yeah. So I'm saying it right now, fuck Eddie Redmayne.
But like it's a nail, like it's kinda like, you know, what I'm trying to say, like for the other. I mean,
nah, you said it right.
Yeah, it's for them liberal ass. Like, yeah,
super liberal.
It ain't
super,
Def Comedy Jam.
It ain't Def Comedy. It's for them super liberal motherfuckers with the funny mustache that be outside like Sneaky Beans. And shit.
Yeah, yeah. They love that shit. Like, you see SNL last night, you're like, yeah.
And no offense to anybody that go to Sneaky Beans. I hang out with them, you know what I'm saying? But like, Saturday Night Live ain't been funny to me in years.
Nah.
And
I seen one where, I like Conan. I like when Conan do his shit. Like, it's one. Like little thing he do is called something about gamer or something. I forgot. Like
Marshawn Lynch one time.
Yeah, like him and other celebrities like play games and shit. Like that shit funny. Like when they do the lift shit, that shit be funny.
Yeah.
Him and Ice Cube and Kevin Hart and shit.
Y'all be seeing the was it a Jimmy Kimmel tweets?
Yeah. Yeah, mean tweets. I love mean tweets. That's my goal in life, to become a mean tweet. Okay. Like Tucker Jones is like Big Sean and like, nah. Hey, you a fuck nigga.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I wanted to be.
Burgundy Khaki 808 said, you have.
He's coming back out.
He's still out. Yeah.
But he got a new season of Tosh.0.
Like, I remember he was like ultra gay. Like,
yeah, he was gay as fuck. But
he toned it down.
Like some rape jokes.
For real?
Damn.
Yeah, he still be on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, ultra super. Gay. Yeah, he'd be super. He'd be like, come on, bro.
It's gay. Like.
But nah, man. SNL lost his way. Like, but shout out Dave Chappelle, though, man.
I laugh. I chuckle a lot. Like,
I love that Walking Dead shit. Yeah. Like, you know, I've been telling people, like, somebody should, like, put a Make America Great Again hat on Clayton Bigsby.
Yeah.
And when I found out he was, you know, hosting, I was like, he's going to do
that. Yeah.
And he did, and I died.
Yeah. That's
it's
so
my
lit.
Fucking profile picture now. Like, I've been wanting to see that for
I mean, that's what people been slick. That was like 10 years ago. Like, it's been plus 03? 10 years.
03.
Like, I was people been really fiending for that type of shit.
Bro. I was a sophomore in high school when Chappelle's show came out.
Yeah. I saw a little clip. It was like Dave Chappelle was tripping out with Kyrie and Steph Curry and Drake.
And yeah, David Blaine doing
And he just said something that was just like off the head, just funny as shit. Was like,
about Meek Mill.
That shit's so funny. And yeah, like you should be like, you're a good comedian. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a good comedian. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or just when you just do whatever you like. That shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit hard. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's hard. Like, to be funny. Yeah. Like,
yeah, especially like on the spot type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I cannot do that shit.
I don't think it's hard to be funny. It's just like, you know, you got to cater to your audience. Like,
yeah.
You got to have it too.
Yeah, you got to have delivery.
Definitely, son,
you got to be a funny individual. Yeah. Like, you can't be just.
You can't be a nigga just like, you know what? I want to be a comedian today. And,
you got to have a sense of humor.
Yeah. Is that Prince Akeem?
Yeah, okay. Coming to America.
Dominic did that.
Nah, my partner Kenny.
For real?
I don't know if you saw the little light skinned guy before he walked in here.
Yeah, he had on the vest.
Yeah, well, nah, it was a jacket.
Oh.
Yeah, but he did it for me.
Oh, okay.
Well, not for me, but he did it and I bought it for him.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, it'd be dope, ain't it?
It is.
Yeah. Adrian do some nice work too, though.
She do. Like,
you bought some shit from her?
I want to.
You support it?
Well, I want to, but, like, I live in an apartment. And I know that's not, like, an excuse, but, like, I don't have shit up on my wall. Like, I don't have like camera pictures. I don't have shit.
What about you stay? You ain't gonna be the exact location, but
North Jackson.
Okay, yeah, cool.
But like, you know, like, I be worried about art, but then like, I'm poor, man. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Art, like luxury.
Yeah. Like I be wanting to hang nice pictures up. And like my girl come over and she be like, oh, that's a nice picture. Like, yeah.
Oh, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have a girlfriend. Damn, yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Niggas
like we've been together since July.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool as fuck, man. She cool, man.
I'm still buying.
She be cooking.
Food and shit.
She does.
Oh,
cook.
Tell me how the date went, bro.
Huh?
How did the date go?
She be cooking.
Oh, I used to cook, bro.
Huh?
You can tell me how the date go, bro.
I hate bitches, man.
God damn, what happened, man?
Nah, I'm not gay at all. Like, yeah. I love vagina.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I'm just gonna focus on me for a while. Like, I don't know what it is, but like, it's just like whenever I feel as though I like a female, it's like some shit just happens. So
okay, well, you got Tim. How much you spend? Did you spend anything?
Oh nah, like she had a coupon.
Oh shit!
What? So
it was like half. So I was like, cool. I bought some weed and shit. Like, it was cool, but it's just like I just expected more. Like, you know, okay. If you take a chick to a fancy-ass restaurant, you know what I'm saying? Not Chili's or Fuller. I mean, you know, it's like somewhere, like, it's an Italian upscale restaurant.
Yeah.
You take it there. I mean, you expect, like, the shit to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are y'all a couple artists?
Yeah, I feel you're saying. Or you just feel that the feeling is supposed to be.
The Biagis.
Okay. Well, that's, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and with the wine, like, you know. Yeah.
You drunk some wine?
Yeah.
He drunk some wine.
What kind of wine you drunk?
Moscato. Like, okay. I'm a nigga.
Yeah, like, hey, sir.
I know one type of wine.
Like, I need Moscato, please.
But you know, it was just, it ain't work out like how I wanted to. Like I was talking to, it was this one woman on Facebook last night. Started a random conversation with this woman. Like, she was just telling me, she giving me Bible scriptures, talking about, like, just wait on the one. I'm like, all right, okay. So I just took heed to her words and, like, I'm just chill.
She was trying to eat some pussy.
That what it was?
That's what it was. Them Bible scriptures come out, them panties come
down.
But, like, man, it just
I got my good, I got a good fold memorized. I just bust out.
I'm just tired.
Every night, yeah.
Like, this 2016, like, I told myself I'm going to try something new. Like, I'm trying dating. Like, I've been dating this whole year. And it's just like.
You're a dater.
It's just like, I don't like dating no more.
When last time you been in a relationship?
It's been a while. Right. Like, this what I be in. I be in situationships. Like, I be with women and I don't even know I'm with them, but it's just like.
But see, the last time I've been in a relationship, when I'm in one, like, before now, last time I've been in a relationship was like 2011.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's been like 5 years, but I'm in one now.
It's like, I don't even know I be in a relationship. Like, I was like, damn, I shouldn't have did that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to do this now. Like,
so it's a communication issue.
in every situation, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe
it's
me. Like, maybe I just need to start telling these hoes, like, I just want to fucking.
This is so interesting.
Like, for real.
I think the kickback need a personal life type.
Yeah,
we used to do this shit almost every episode.
Hell yeah, like, we talk about it. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So
we became a
guest like
based podcast.
What happened this time?
If you want me to give you the funny? Oh,
yeah,
okay, yeah. But it just was like, you know, like if you take a girl out like on a date, I mean, you obviously have some type of interest in and attraction to it. So when the conversation turns to like, so are you talking to anybody else, like? You know, like, why would I say, why would I say, yeah? Like, you know
of course.
Saying? Yeah, but, you know, it's just, like, the vibe that she was putting out wasn't the same from my end. Like, I guess I was the thirsty nigga with the hot emoji.
Oh, yeah. And she, who
like,
is she?
She was just, like, the smiley face. And, like, she was just like, oh,
thank you.
You sent her a whole paragraph telling you how she feel, telling her how you feel. She just hit you back with the smiley face. Just like, oh.
I'm not giving y'all shit that happened verbatim.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, like, that's how the role is.
So you were more attracted to her than she was to you.
But, like, the crazy thing is.
Was
like,
it attraction or just, like, physical? I mean,
it was more lust.
Ain't had nothing to do with.
I wanted her to want
shit.
Me. Like, and a lot of the times I be fucking up, I be wanting them to want me. Like, I like to chase more than the actual prize.
So,
if I'm like, damn, I got this bitch, like, then when I got her, I'd be like, what the fuck I'm finna do with this bitch? Like, do I really like you? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But it just be like communication issues, like you said. Like, I'm gonna be more vocal. 2017, yeah. I'm
more
be vocal.
More
vocal,
man.
2016,
I dated. Oh, but judge, I ain't be more vocal. You could just be like, you know what I'm saying, on some, like somebody that's compatible, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like I tell you, like, the easiest thing.
I am an introvert.
So the easiest thing for me was just like, you know what I'm saying, like I don't have to make up shit to talk about. You know what I'm saying? You know, you be with somebody, you be like.
Yeah.
So you see the, yeah. You just make up shit. You like, nah, you just like come natural. You know what I'm saying? So you just like,
I get that vibe with all the females. Like they like being around me. I don't know.
They like you as a person, like as a whole, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, shit. What's up? Like I've been seeing you for a while. Like, yeah. I don't fuck with nobody else.
So you not taking that out no more?
Nah, I hate that bitch.
Damn. Damn. Damn.
See, yeah, then I be. Mess with chicks younger. It's like the age difference is always crazy. Like,
well,
they
like, what,
older than me. Yeah, it'd be like either they older than me or they younger than me. It's
how
like,
old was she?
She like 22, 21.
That ain't okay. Bad.
That ain't bad. I'm thinking you finna say like,
hell
like
nah.
18. I like,
the bitch can't drink.
Like, right. Like, Josh, man, like, oh.
But like, never about me.
Well, how long you been in your relationship?
I've been in a relationship since July.
Oh,
but I mean, we've been talking since like April, maybe.
Okay.
You know yeah. I don't understand time frames. Like, yeah. How do you go from talking to dating to relationship? Like, I always fuck up like in the between. Like,
well, I just told I wanted to be in a relationship.
Me too.
I really like
you. I was like, yo, I'm trying to make you my girl. She was like, oh, so I need to lose my hoes. I said, yeah, you kind of got to lose your hoes to make my girl. Like, that's kind of how it went down. Like, yeah, I kind of just.
Pretty much.
That's about it. Like, yeah. We straight from there.
Communication need to get better.
Yeah, yeah. But you still young. I mean, like, you just like.
I don't even be.
We still young.
Like, I still be fucking, though. It's like every time, should, like, some shit like this.
I still be fucking, though.
Still be fucking, though.
Like, it's crazy. Like, every time some shit like this happen, like, some new pussy just come in. Like, just new pussy. Yeah. Like, it's like, damn. Like, I've been blind to the pussy that's out here. I'm focusing on this bitch. She don't even want me. And it's like hella
hey,
busy.
Like, here
goes
some old pussy.
Yeah, like, so I ain't never in no love.
I'm gonna get you a good resume too. I'm gonna be like, yo, check my nigga. He like this here, baby. And he like this.
He like poetry and shit.
Look here, no homo, but he accidentally whipped it out one time. I saw it. It's
I was
huge.
Like, damn,
you
gonna
like
it.
I'm just playing. But yeah, though.
Hey, but so
females are crazy.
Yeah, females crazy. But you know what else crazy? Ray Shrimmer, they from Mississippi. They got a number one on the Billboard charts. And that's the first number one. And so y'all be seeing a Manic account.
No tight one, number one. That shit was bumping.
This is the first. You seen a Mannequin Challenge, right?
Yeah.
I be seeing niggas do the Mannequin Challenge. You know I be mad?
Why is it? They be blinking.
You got it.
Yeah, they be like, like, motherfucker, calm down.
You can stop blinking, nigga. Stop like, they be like, you just ruined the fucking,
you
like, ruined, like, shit.
You ruined
like,
it for me.
Yeah,
you should die.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I be mad as fuck.
But like, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, that shit. Like, the more I see it, the more I be like, niggas really just standing still.
Yeah, you seen the one Jerry Jones did for the Cowboys? Yeah, and everybody on the plane, they was on the plane, they were doing it. They were old, and everybody was shaking. And Jerry Jones was holding this piece of pizza, and he was holding that bitch like it was a dumbbell.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm like, God damn, you old Jerry Jones. But yeah, it's just motherfuckers just being still. Just don't blink. Like, just don't blink.
Well, don't be Jerry Jones and start shaking. Like,
man, bro, I thought Jerry Jones was going to start having a seizure, dog. Yeah. I mean, he was holding that. It was like a piece of Papa John. He was like.
Yeah.
Niggas will make.
I want to do one. Like
something, though. That shit's so crazy.
But it's crazy. It was just like. Niggas just like pick the song, like, yo, this is the song for the Mannequin Challenge. Like, that girl is a real crowd pleaser. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think talking about a stripper. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I believe so.
All these songs be by stripper bitches.
Yeah.
They be falling in love with them.
But yeah, like Ray Shrimp, they been putting on since they been out, though.
I'm proud of them.
Yeah, you proud of them.
Yeah, they had the white dude from the Beatles in that bitch.
Yeah,
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. I was finna say John Lennon. I was like, John Lennon been dead.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, Paul McCartney, he was like at a piano. Like,
he was like still. Like,
yeah,
he like, wasn't shaking another.
He old.
Went.
So
yeah.
Like, I'm surprised he stayed there still that long.
Yeah. Like, everybody just be doing
y'all
a
Mannequin Challenge. Y'all been in any Mannequin Challenge?
No.
I've been in Silas's.
Oh, you went to the video?
Oh, no, you went to the concert. How was the concert?
Concert was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn good.
And, well, he performed. I think I heard him perform all these songs, so that's probably why I didn't go.
Yeah, he did. What he did the day I died. Mm. It was cool. And they did a mannequin challenge.
I saw the video.
Yeah, and it was me, and I was standing by Quincy. And
Quincy was here last night, goofy ass. Yeah.
Like, oh, bad.
Oh, no, we was at the, was it Offbeat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the movie.
Yeah.
I was sitting over there like, so y'all niggas really sitting here watching this goddamn. Like, niggas in that bit like, oh, you see that? Like, they were really watching this movie.
Well, what, it's this thing.
Like, the worst environment to watch a movie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's school day. So, I'm a part of an independent. No. With Lawrence Fishburne, the old Spike Lee movie.
Spike Lee.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm with an independent black film collective. And basically, they had like this intellectual conversation series where we watched Spike Lee movie and we discussed it. And like Quincy was on the panel. He's a Kappa. Another girl, she was like Miss Junior Tougaloo.
Yeah.
Another girl, she was there.
Q having a Kappa?
Yeah.
Q was a Kappa.
And you won't know it because he don't say shit about it.
He didn't know it. Yeah. Like when he came up there with the Kappa coat on, I was like, oh, shit, yeah. You a Kappa.
Like most of these Kappa be out here like, I'm a Kappa. What you do?
Shimmy.
Oh, shit, I'm a Kappa. But I also do engineering. Like, why you just like,
you just say you engineer. Like, we ain't in college. But yeah, Q, I can honestly say he ain't never just been like, mm-hmm. Kappa, like, yeah. Kappa side, Kappa, whatever you say, you know what I'm saying? Don't kill me, Kappa's like.
Yeah. Kappa?
Yeah, like, right. Like, please don't kill me.
He always wears slacks.
Slacks and boat shoes.
They flame your head, Quincy.
Quincy cool, man. Quincy my nigga, man.
But then I ain't know that
Quincy
shit.
Quincy owe me $5. You think I forgot? What'd you say?
I said, that's what's up, though. I ain't know that shit.
Yeah. But yeah, we watch it there. So, like, December 8th, we doing Jungle Fever. Yeah. So, we going to get like.
I think it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, Wilson Snipes. And, yeah.
It's Spike Lee, too.
Yeah. Wilson Snipes. And I know her name. Shit.
I knew two was on the tip of my tongue.
Catherine's either.
No, it wasn't Catherine. It was
Renee.
She was bad as hell.
Yeah, she was bad as
hell. It was somebody. It was, I know who you're talking about. It
Renee. Ain't Tia Mussolini. Isabella Rossellini.
Jungle Fever.
Yeah. I think it was Isabella Rossellini.
Jungle Fever.
But like Spike Lee movie, the only one I probably seen was Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, we watched that already. And we had pizza from Sally Mookie's.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah. We did that.
A lot of people
don't
even know where the name came from.
Yeah, right.
Like, I think somebody tried to tell me where the name came from, and I said, I know, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know,
man. Right. It was just like yesterday or the day or the day before. It was, I was like, I know, man. Yeah. Like, I seen the movie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, now, when I saw Sally Mookie's, I saw Sally Mookie before I saw the movie.
Yeah.
So I didn't know, but I saw the movie, like, you know, like,
well,
5 years
ago. Sally Mookie's opened. Well, when I, you know, found out about Sally Mookie's, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then we watched She's Gotta Have It, which was pretty cool.
X directed by Spike Lee?
Which one?
X. With him and Denzel.
Yeah, but we're not going to watch it because it's too long. Shit, like 9 hours, man. Yeah. Like,
you have to try to sit to, like, you know, hour 30?
Yeah, like, an hour 30. Yeah. Like, we're going to watch Jungle Fever.
But see, Melvin, I like, this is what I like when I watch the movie. I like popcorn, and I need a dark room. Mm-hmm. I need to be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I can't sit in a chair like I'm sitting in now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I feel you.
The movie in the chair is cool. I'm a popcorn, or I can watch it at home. You know what I'm saying? On the TV, like, yeah. I can do that, but I cannot watch a movie and I'll be and just be like thoroughly entertained.
I can understand that too. Like, yeah. I like the Papa Squat on the couch. Yeah. Like, I've been known to take a couch. You know what I'm saying? But like the panels always be pretty good. Like,
That's what I wanted to see too, the panel. But I was like, I can't sit through that shit.
Yeah. I ain't seen no good movies lately.
You see Doctor Strange? That one good.
I haven't seen Doctor Strange. You know what? I'm gonna go see Doctor Strange tomorrow when I'm on lunch.
Really? How long your lunch break?
Like, I'm gonna just be like, I gotta go somewhere.
So what you doing now?
I'm a media specialist at UMC. So basically, I set up conferences.
Yeah.
That's really it. And like deal with projectors.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's really it.
It's pretty easy.
It's extremely easy.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I think.
You have a degree for this.
I don't have a degree.
You don't have a degree?
Hell no.
Okay, so we went to high school. Let's start with that.
I went to high school at Provine.
Provine, and then you
went to Hines for a year. Then I dropped out and started selling drugs.
Really?
No.
Okay. That's a badass story, though. That's a badass story, though.
I dropped out. And
but I would like to see, like, you came out the game. Like, he.
Oh, no. I was working at Walmart, man. And I was working, and like I was an English major, which is looking back on it, like what the fuck I was an English major for. Like I should have been doing like radio broadcasting, like media stuff. So like I just was like, I'll go back eventually. And I got a job at AT&T, and I haven't been back. And
that makes
like,
sense.
I don't even know if I'm gonna go back now, cause like I want to.
How long you got? You got a whole 4 years.
Yeah, I took a year of JUCO.
Yeah. But so that ain't shit.
Yeah, that ain't shit.
I took 2 years of JUCO. Still did 4 years bachelor's.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, I would do it like on some, hey, I got a bachelor's.
Yeah. Degree,
you know what I'm saying? But I'm just not really just focused on it.
I got a job without a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, exactly. And like every job that I had that asked me that I have a degree, I'd be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they never asked for it. Yeah.
They never asked for it because your experience and your work show it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then them motherfuckers ain't got one. You know what I mean? Like,
you just ask doctors, like, let me see your degree. Be like, look, let me just show you the. Wait, I guess, you know. You want to see my resume, nigga? Like, I did 3 heart transplants. Like, but nah, it's dope, though. So, how you feel about your new president-elect, your boy Donald J?
Fuck him.
Huh?
Fuck him.
Did you? I was finna vote for him. I was like,
really?
I was titter tattering. Like I was like,
I was not because okay, it's like this. So everybody,
I wasn't finna vote for him. Man. I was
just like, damn, really?
So like, you like, damn, really? Yeah. I thought we had one, fam.
Smoking weed.
Yeah,
so like, so everybody's on this like, let's give him a chance. Maybe he'll change. You know, shit. Like this motherfucker been rich.
Yeah.
And he been a dick for 70 years.
Yeah.
Ain't no change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm a big, like, firm believer. And when somebody shows you who they are, believe that shit.
Yeah.
And he's been famous for, like, 40 years. So,
yeah.
He's shown you who he is. Like, it's no reason why you would think he would change.
We know who Donald Trump is.
Yeah.
The whole country does.
Yeah. And then, like, when you know, like, appoint, like, key members of your, like, staff that are like white nationalists, you know, that's kind of like,
it's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah.
Are you going to give them a chance?
No. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a choice, but you know, I ain't like when in 2 years, when these motherfuckers losing their houses and shit, they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they got buyer's remorse. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you wanted.
But see, this my whole thing with Donald J. Like, okay. My thing before is different from now. You know, my thing before, like, this nigga in prison, oh, shit. Like, so now he's just in prison, like, yo, man, like, they trying to really just shit on Obama, just like, yo, you black president. It's just like, nigga, black, you can be a fucking reality star and be president. This is nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you'd be like.
You can't be a woman. But
well, I mean, people didn't like, so, motherfuckers just gotta understand.
Mm-hmm.
When a lot of people, when it. Like, okay, so, like, you've been hearing, like, everybody on the news, like, we got to listen to white, like, the white working class more. They're the ones who, like, elected Donald Trump. And it's well, I mean, you got the black working class.
We, like, the hella minority.
Yeah, like, you.
Like, 10% of the country.
Yeah,
the
black working class.
So, like, you're talking to the white working class, and you Minnesota. Look like wanting to buy all these books and shit, but you never decided to listen to the black working class. Every time we say some shit, it's, hey, that. Well, maybe it's not like that. Or maybe you should try hard. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the thing with Hillary, motherfuckers still salty about that Bill Clinton shit.
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers still. And that shit done happen. Like,
that shit carry over.
Yeah, that shit done legit happened, like, damn near 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers still.
Bill Clinton was when I was, I think, maybe Bush
from
was.
From 92 to 2000.
92? Okay, well, when I was born, Bush was in there, senior.
Yeah.
Then a year later, your boy was in there, Clinton.
Yeah. And so, like, motherfuckers, like.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Like, I was born under Bush. And cause so you like 27?
Hell nah.
25. I born in 91. You said he got in there in 92.
Bush got in there from 89, 90, 91. Yeah, so but I was born Bush's first year.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton came in 92.
Bush did 4 years.
Bush did 4 years.
Okay,
on.
Yeah.
So
he came in
92.
And came and got out 2001.
Yeah, 2000. Yeah, 2000.
Clinton did 8 years, right?
Yeah, Clinton did 8 years. So, yeah, 2000.
Barack did 8 years.
Yep.
Trump did 8 years.
Trump is going to do four.
Trump is going to do four. We know this. Well, I don't know. I don't know, Melvin. But we also said Clinton finna wash his ass.
Well, we did.
I thought Clinton finna sweep his ass.
Like, I thought he was too, but you know, I forgot. I forgot white gone white. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What if Trump be like, y'all got this dumbass wall built? Student loans is half off.
Student
loans.
My brother told me this story. It was like he wanted somebody to be his running man. I forget who it was. Like the governor of Georgia, somebody. Nice story. He was like, "Y'all want you to be my running mate, and I want you to be over domestic and in international affairs." And he was like, "So what you gonna do?" I'm gonna focus on make America great again.
Yeah. Like.
But then you'd be like, you know what the president does? What? He's over domestic and international affairs. You know what I'm saying?
Donald Trump is legit gonna like just get a cabinet full of people, the worst people he can find, and he's legit just gonna chill. Mm. Like the motherfucker wanna take like weekends off.
But at the same time,
what Donald Trump gonna say when 9/11 happened? Well, I mean, well, we already know what happened. But
and see, that's
what is he gonna say when some shit happens? You know what I'm saying?
You give a motherfucker beefing with
Trayvon Martin get hurt, you gonna be like, my African American Trayvon Martin, he was hurt. You like,
yeah. Look, see, this is the thing though. So we giving a motherfucker who like beefing with the New York Times over Twitter like nuke code. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think about it, we giving a motherfucker who legit beefing with the New York Times over Twitter.
Nuke code.
But, like, isn't that, like, I don't support Trump. Like, I know he got his issues, but, like, isn't that, like,
it's the new codes. What, I will blow you
America
up.
Is, it though? Is. Like, you can be basically
if you white, you know what I'm saying.
And I think that's what the essence of Donald Trump. He really captured it. Like, you can be really well, like you said, white. You can be white.
They gonna vote for me. Yeah.
Like. And I don't really think he wanted to win it. Like, he wanted to win. I think he wanted to be president. Yeah. Because like in that press conference he did with Obama, he just looking like, man, what the fuck have I done?
Yeah. Like, he really don't realize it's like, yo, you know you realize you can't handle any more Trump shit. You know what I'm saying?
Guess what? Like, I am. Hotel. Mm-hmm. Guess what? You think he's going to? Hell no.
Is Donald Trump married? So he
Donald Trump married to Ivanka Trump.
And she naked as hell out there in the streets.
And you know what? I don't got a problem with it.
I don't either. Yeah, that's fine.
Like, she was a model. She doing what she did.
And you married. Like, that doesn't have anything to do with you being president.
And I be seeing chicks talking. They like got like, they be out here with Will Hawkins getting naked. Mm. But booty naked.
But
Will Hawkins page.
But check that though. When I saw a meme, like Michelle Obama was saying shit and she was writing the shit down that she was saying, and she was like misspelling words or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was hilarious. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you first president, but you first lady, but you kind of got to do some work. Like Michelle was like, fight obesity and all this other shit. Like, I can't wait to see this shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
Every first lady got a cause they work on.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, hers, I hope it ain't some dumb shit, but it probably, you know, like, these next 4 years.
She's not that smart. She's not smart at all. Yeah.
And these next 4 years.
She don't have a damn college degree.
Like, this is what the quote-unquote white working class got to realize. And this is what everybody got to realize about all this shit. Especially when he talk about, like, job creation.
Yeah.
These motherfucking jobs he talking about, they don't exist. Like, most of them don't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them ain't coming back because automation. So, automation is basically what...
I'm just saying,
yeah. Well, yeah, and then it makes it easier. I can just ship this shit to China, they build it or whatever, and I ship it back here, and it's cheaper because I'm paying a motherfucker over there $2 an hour, and I got to pay you $25.
Mm-hmm. The broke motherfucker in China need money, too.
Yeah, and I got to pay you $25 because you're in the union.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, these hick-ass motherfuckers in, like, Ohio and, like,
Florida. Hey, look Florida. Here. You see what I mean? We're like, man, Florida better not have next hurricane. Don't call me. Because
right.
that had 29 electoral votes. We like, nigga, don't even call me.
Motherfuckers got to get, like, this shit is over with. So, like, my thing would be, like, okay, so since solar power is the next big thing and, like, all this environmental stuff.
Man, solar power would have been a big thing when I was five. I remember on a field trip and they were talking about solar.
Just start trying to make more manufacturing shit with, you know, like for solar power stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you appoint somebody who like is anti-climate change or like a climate change skeptic to to be on.
That's
the
conflict. That's the conflict.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, there ain't no such thing. Yeah. Let's,
here's the conflict.
Man, yeah. Like, I don't think this dude gonna be really this ignorant and belligerent.
Oh,
like,
I think he is.
As far as like he handled the media and press, I mean, he probably gonna say some stupid shit. But like internally, I don't think they gonna let like Trump. I don't think Trump is in control as people think. Like how y'all say about the cabinets and the people he got working with him. Like it's the president. Yeah, he got power, but like it's still a chain of command. Like you still gotta like go
through the chain of command. He's like number three. He's like number three on chain of command.
Like you got a fucking white. You literally got a white nationalist who's like. Fuck everybody who ain't white in your like cabinet. Like they have a top secret security
clause. They don't care about
and like
shit.
It ain't on no like, you know, cause you got people who hide the shit, but he like outwardly like yeah, man.
I hate niggas.
I hate anybody. Pop,
I hate Jeremiah's, Jerome, yeah, Josh. It's like white everything.
Get the fuck out of here. And like the motherfucker he just appointed to the Department of Education, like she like really big with charter schools and shit.
Yeah,
like
charter schools horrible.
People pushing this like profit motivation shit, and it's just not gonna work. Like in 2 years, motherfuckers gonna be like
charter schools taken away from the public school system. Well, I'm gonna say
gonna really be pissed off.
Did you see Lil Wayne his comments?
No, like, I don't matter. You talking about the shit he did on Nightline?
Yeah,
that's Wayne. I mean. Man,
I think Wayne fucked up when he did that. I mean, not fucked up, but he was just like, I said that. He like, yeah.
Yeah, like that was a week ago.
Lay off the drugs.
Like, get off the drugs. He was high as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, and then he was like, they said shit about, you know, my daughter and about my misogynistic lyrics. And it's like, Wayne, you've been in the public eye too long to know how to handle that better. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So like, Wayne. I ain't asking about rule about shit. You know what I mean?
Who gives a fuck what that rule got saying time like this? Hey, nah, they cut the clip. It was like, it was something. I remember 9/11 that he was in that bitch and they cut it to Dave Chappelle. We're like, who the fuck is Jerry? Like, I was like, I do not give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, like,
we got Ja Rule coming in.
He's like Lil Wayne. Like, who give a fuck with Lil Wayne? I say about Black Lives Matter.
But like, man, I just, man.
That whole Black Lives Matter shit sketchy to me.
To be honest with y'all, I just think we all, I'm going to let you say what you say, but I think we all going to get closer to a point in America. Like, we all going to be under government surveillance. All is going to have chips in us. It's like, it's just like, I just can see America, like, you know, like, falling off. Like, you know, like, every great, what they call them?
Empire.
Yeah, like, falling off.
He just said it weird.
So, like, I just feel like this is, like, the beginning stages of, like, damn, like, you know, it's some crazy, like, this shit crazy. Like, you know, like, when he said earlier, like, what Trump gonna do when another Fidel Castro, I can't even say his name, but the Felipe Castro or something, I think that's his name, the dude that got shot in the car and his girlfriend taped him. I think it was in Baltimore or something, but anyway.
Oh, Philando Castile.
Yeah. But, like, you know, what he gonna...
He ain't gonna say shit. Because if we keeping it funky, Obama was pretty pro-cop.
I mean, but look at the position he in. Like,
Obama would be like, you niggas shut the fuck up.
You got to think about the position that these people in. Like, you can't just say fuck the police. Even though
you can't say fuck the police, but if George Bush would have said the same thing, you would have been a little bit like, oh, fuck Bush.
Yeah.
Instead of saying fuck Obama. Like, the Obama presidency was cool, like, for what it was. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely not one of those, like, Obama was the best president ever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, wages still went down. Like, shit still, you know, was fucked up. And, yeah, you could say
the country was fucked up.
But no.
Well, see, the country going to always be fucked up.
No. When Obama got the country, it was fucked up. But now we in a spot where it's decent. You know what I'm saying? But decent probably too good of a word, but it's better. You know what I'm saying? If you put somebody in the office and they get better, he'd be like, ah, he didn't get better tremendously. He didn't get better from 100, a 0 to 100, a 0 to 10. I don't give a fuck what it is. It got better. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers, and I tell people this all the time, when the majority of America realize and understand you probably not going to be rich.
Yeah.
when they realize that, like, hey, dog,
middle class,
like, when
what is
when,
it 80% of the country, 90% of the country, middle class
ain't even 90% of the country. Middle class is like, so you got the working poor, you got people below the poverty line. That's the majority. Like when motherfuckers recognize it's a
middle class on the majority.
No, hell no, hell no. When motherfuckers realize, hey man, it's a good chance you probably ain't gonna be rich.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, well, I'm gonna be rich because I work hard. I'm gonna be rich because I'm coming up with this. Or I'm gonna be rich because I got it. When motherfuckers understand the system ain't set up for everybody to be rich, that's when shit will actually change. Like
that's communism. Like giving everybody the same shit and telling them to be happy.
But they sell you this American dream and it's like, it's a good chance you're not gonna get it. Like, you know why you hear success stories? Because the shit don't happen. Because they can always say, oh, well, this happened.
Yeah.
Like, okay, just take, like, Muse, for instance. So, like Fetty Wap. Wap, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, you hear his story. You know 50 Fetty Waps in Jackson.
Somebody,
I don't know about 50, but I know 49.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know motherfuckers who it didn't work out this way or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, if we know 50... Imagine the country, you know what I'm saying? We just didn't want, like, they can show off these
but it's why I say, bro, it's all about just you as an individual, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the belly, he was like, yo, if I make sure my people straight, you know what I'm saying, live my life righteously, make sure my kids all right, yo, I'll be all right, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Like, and I'm definitely not one of those people who, like, it's just impossible.
Yeah.
But, like... It's good to be white. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's great to be white.
Wait, hold on. Wait, you talking about the disenfranchised? You talking about the poor white? We talking about, it ain't good to be trailer park.
It ain't good to be trailer park trash.
Fucking South Dakota.
It ain't good to be Atlanta white.
Think
about, like, so, like, people have been trying to push this. It's not racism. It's classism. I know you black when you walk in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know I'm black
you see,
everywhere.
Like, you see what I'm saying?
That don't make
like,
no
I
goddamn
sense.
It doesn't make no goddamn sense.
A white dude can be a fucking trailer park piece of trash, but say he got somebody to show him some shit you do.
He got a nice haircut.
Like, yeah, he got a nice haircut. Mm-hmm. He didn't say much.
Yeah.
He cleaned up nice and he waterized stuff.
Yeah.
I'm white.
Yeah.
So it's like, you like, oh, well, he's a white man because now I've seen... White people treat,
but let's also talk about the positivity. I can say a lot of if I get hired, like I said, I got a job offer. It was number white people, and it was like, you know, a lot of them people are, like you said, like all the way to the left, fucking liberals. Yeah. But at the same time, they can go all the way to the right. It don't matter, you know what I'm saying. But they also see the country as what I like is I like people who is. Super fucking Republican, right? But they also be like, yo, man, I don't give a fuck if you white or black. You know what I'm saying? But I just believe that I'm not finna give you this percentage on my taxes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like people who just hardly don't just like black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But at the same time, like, I can, you know, I can still get a job as a black male. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
This is my thing. So, everybody talking about they didn't vote for Trump, and the ones that did say they voted for him, they got all these different reasons. When a motherfucker come out the gate saying all Mexicans are racist, all Mexicans are rapists, that motherfucker might not like Mexicans. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even though you say, I didn't support that part, you still voted for.
If I didn't like Asians, look here, all Asians are fucking...
So the dude, Steve Bannon, that's like in his cabinet,
yeah,
he runs, I'm not even going to say that fucking website name because I hate that website. But he had a radio show that Trump called in before, and Donald Trump was explaining, like, you know, we don't want, like, college, you know, we want people to come over for, like, college and everything, you know, to like, learn and, like, you know, to help build.
From the colleges.
Good ideas. And, like, he was on some, like, fuck Asian shit. Like, and he stopped in the middle of what he's saying, but he was like some... Well, you know, when most of them from South Asia and Asia, and then he's like, oh.
It's so stupid. Like,
it's so stupid, but.
And Debbie up here, look here, I'll take our history. It's pains that I'm studying from 1420.
Yeah.
He been here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He been here. Like, you know what I'm
but
saying?
But guess
like,
what? This motherfucker got a top secret security clearance. This motherfucker got a White House.
I like Asia. I walked the goat the other day. Like, that ain't Asia.
Man. Don't judge my good time. Wait, I won't judge your good time.
Don't judge your mind. Yeah.
Like, just be cool. Don't hurt nobody. And you cool with me. Yeah. Like, my dad was a bigot.
Yeah.
And like, it definitely rubbed off on me some. I've like, and I won't even say I've overcome some of that thinking because some of that shit from my dad was being a big, and some of that shit was just survival. He was a black kid that grew up in the 60s, you know what I'm saying, in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like some of that shit is survival. But like, motherfuckers who like, I don't like super liberals. I don't like super like conservatives. Like, super life liberal, is too life is too complicated, and life is too diverse to just be so
life
hard
has a great area. It's not just super liberal.
It's so
super
great. So you can't just be like, all these issues, I'm this way, totally. No way
possible.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you
know, that's why I don't think that they just gonna let Truck just go ham. Like,
oh,
think,
that nigga finna go ham. You know why? Cause we still discount ham. How much people don't like poor people and how much people don't like brown people.
No, give a fuck.
Like, them motherfuckers who was like, well, I didn't vote for him for this. Like, well, why you voted for him? Like, well, you know, his tax plan. Oh, the one where he gonna cut like 7 of the tax brackets, so you only have 3. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's shit like this. Like, hey, you know, it's your tax is gonna go up, right? And they're like, how? Like, yeah.
But see, a lot of times it was like, I don't think my people back in Texas, my aunt and them, it was like, yo, I'm really just voting for the taxes type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like.
But see, the thing is,
because they make so much money, it's like, yo, I kind of need these taxes to not.
Guess what?
Be
when the middle class start losing those houses.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
They already did. You saw the
exactly. So they put in bank regulations or whatever, right? I mean, regulations.
What's that movie? Big Short.
Yeah. So they put in regulations for all this shit. Mm. He's gonna come through and just like fuck all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have somebody that was like an executive at Goldman Sachs in like over the treasury of America because he's gonna be like, hey man, fuck these regulations. Let's get this money.
Yeah.
And you know who's gonna affect?
Yeah.
All right, broke one has it. It ain't gonna affect the 1% because they got the money to make. Like, they got the money to make the money.
Or I encourage black people to get jobs that's, you know what I'm saying, not pertaining to the government. I don't know if that makes sense, but just like look here, man.
Be entrepreneurs.
But even entrepreneurs get, you know what I'm saying, sunk. But I'm just saying, like, I mean, I don't know. This job is just like, man, look here, man. I'm straight. But even that's hard. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I guess I the reason why I don't be liking to talk on this too much, and I guess we can get into the work of Google after this, but because I just feel like it's over my head. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I voted because, you know, this was, like, my first time voting. Like, I feel bad for not voting for Obama. So, like, I just wanted to, like, exercise my right. But it just, like, I ain't going to say it don't affect me because it does. But it's just, like, at the same time, like, I mean, I don't know if I'm liberal or conservative. Like, I don't, you know.
You're 25.
Yeah. Like,
you liberal.
Yeah. Like, you really don't know yet. But let me ask you, have you heard about the Community Safety, Continuing a Community Safety Act?
Talk to.
So, okay, so Donald Trump laid out this 100-day plan he wanted to do. Like, this is from his mouth and everything. So, I'm going to tell you how they did the black folks. So, for this, because it was included in the plan, you know what website they gave it to?
What?
Media Takeout.
Chillin'.
Literally. Like, somebody told Donald Trump, hey, you know, the blacks.
I don't even check Media Takeout.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, this is already how it fucked up it is. So basically, this is pledging to. I'm actually finna pull it up now. Because it's terrifying if you, like. Because I've worked with police before.
Yeah, so what they was finna go on now? Like, they finna break in, kick dogs in, and arrest hella alleged dope peddlers. I don't know.
It's finna be the war on drugs on steroids. Like, legit. I ain't even trying to scare nobody.
Yeah.
But like, this is like, and I want to read the actual shit. So like, motherfuckers will be like, oh, he don't know what you're talking about. Like,
another news.
Buy me a gun.
I have.
I'm finna buy me a gun. I'm finna give me a white woman. And I'm finna move out the country.
Bro, you with a white woman, bro.
I'm lying. I don't want
you,
a
by the time, by a year later, you'll be like,
well, I got a wife.
Okay, it's called
Roxy Reynolds.
It's called the Restoring Community Safety Act.
Go.
Reduces surging crime, drugs, and violence by creating a task force on violent crime and increasing funding for programs that train and assist local police. Increases resources for federal law enforcement agencies and federal prosecutors to dismantle crime gangs and put violent offenders behind bars.
Yeah, that sounds scary as hell.
Yes. Yes.
But it said violent criminals, though. I'm not
but
violent.
But guess what?
Y'all it's not seen violent. The 13th? The doc
yeah. I mean, yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah.
You got Netflix?
I have watched 20 minutes of it, and I was like, I don't want to be bummed out. I got to finish it. But yeah, what I'm saying about this. So, Rudy Giuliani isn't going to be the attorney general because he doesn't want to. Because Donald Trump.
I heard this.
He doesn't want to prosecute. He doesn't want anybody to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Like, that shit he was talking about, like, he, like.
No, we know you. Okay, yeah, this is stupid. Okay.
Now.
Facts.
Whoever gets to be the attorney general has to implement this shit. And whoever implements this shit is going to want to implement national stop and frisk. And honestly, you can stop and frisk anybody anyway. But what I'm trying to tell people is.
They're gonna do it to the minorities.
People gonna be on that. This Trump's America now. This is the president. You see this. We gonna do this shit. And motherfuckers gonna really push it. So motherfuckers gonna be going after Madison. They gonna be going after Rankin County. Thinking shit sweet.
I hate fucking
And motherfuckers
Rankin.
Gonna be getting
profiled. I saw the billboard on Twitter. It was stupid shit.
Motherfuckers gonna be getting profiled. And you gonna have police walking around like goddamn Call of Duty characters. With fucking AR-15s. Fucking on their side.
Let me holler at you.
Yeah.
Run,
yeah like,
they gonna shoot your ass.
They gonna shoot your ass.
You see that? Read that out loud.
Oh, yeah. The billboard.
What is that? I don't get it.
Let me see.
Now, I don't understand that one. But the one I saw before, the one that people were going crazy about in Pearl, it was just like, niggas was just up in arms. Like,
what's wrong with that?
People were saying that it was racist, and I'm like, it's not racist. They're just saying, you know, it had the picture from Bloody Sunday, and it had the make.
The picture from Selma.
Yeah, they had to make America greater than again shit. And people are like, what the fuck that mean? And it's like, well, the phrase kind of like harkens back to that time.
So
like,
what do they mean?
So like, the point of the billboard I got from it was, motherfuckers talking about like this, make America great again, and they're talking about going like back to a time when pretty much it was like
slavery,
like white folks rule pretty much, you know what I'm saying? And they still rule per se, but it was more so like, I got my boot over your throat, what you gonna do, nigga? Like, you know not to do nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I was like getting it like that, but like, yeah, that restoring community safety shit, like that, like when motherfuckers, like I'm telling you, motherfuckers think I'm lying, motherfuckers think I'm paranoid, they be like, you woke, and I'm like, it ain't even like that shit. Yeah. But when motherfuckers gonna pull you over in Madison with a goddamn AR-15 on their side.
Awesome. Get the fuck out of the car.
And they're gonna be like get
sir,
the fuck
I don't own a gun.
And they're gonna be like, get the fuck out of the car. Motherfuckers gonna be like, damn, this shit is crazy. And I'm like, yep. Like, all because you wanted new taxes.
Yo, that shit is the realest shit I ever heard, man.
I'm scared.
Finna wind down. Yo, Josh, we got to I appreciate it, Josh. That shit's some real shit. Josh, we got to the Worth of Google coming up, bro.
Yeah, in lighter news.
Yeah.
Shit got serious over here. But I need some grenades.
But yeah, though, this chick, man, y'all everybody know, you know what I'm saying? She's a songstress. She's recently been in the tabloids with breaking up with her fiance, or I guess they was
married. I know you're talking about.
Yeah. She's true.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And but everybody, like I say, everybody know her. Miss Carrie, baby. You the worth of Google.
You talking about
this week?
What's her name, real name?
Carrie Hilson. Yes, like she the truth. If y'all ain't follow her on Snap, like y'all sleep.
I bet that thing tastes like freedom. like
good vegetables or something.
Yeah, yeah, like fresh.
Make it say ooh.
Like oh,
no limit.
Oh boy.
But yeah, Miss Carrie, baby. She's the worth of Google for this week.
Yo, Miss Carrie, baby, I've been seeing you out there in the street.
Carrie Hilson, she the truth.
She is.
I like tall women. I like women with strong features, like big eyes, big lips, tall.
She got all that.
Yeah.
Yo, Josh, I appreciate that worth of Google, bro.
No problem.
It's all good. Yo, Thekla Jones, a.k.a.
I'm going to go straight.
You call Melvin?
A.k.a. Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam
A.k.a.
Bigelow.
That's all I can think of.
That's fine.
Mel got me finna go straight home.
We on a
man. This, hey, look. Like,
I was gonna go to Wendy's. Fuck this.
Man, look.
We boycotting beef.
Like I don't be trying to like scare people out of this shit, but it's like Like, it ain't from no, like, conspiracy side or nothing. It's, like, literally in his plan. Like, that shit is scary. Because they just going to kick niggas' asses. Mm. You know, they ain't going to say, oh, we got to talk to the working class blacks about what's happening. They just going to be like, oh, well, Chicago, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
Chicago. I feel you. Okay.
So.
But, Thacker John, man, I appreciate you stopping through here. Appreciate it, bro. Again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You welcome anytime.
It wasn't funny as the first one, but yeah.
Yeah, the first one was pretty fucking funny. Well, old girl was here, too.
Yeah.
Look here, man. You welcome anytime. You know what I'm saying? Like, we out here in these streets. But, as y'all know, it's just a kickback podcast. Appreciate you, Thacker, stopping through. It's your boy, Jay Red, all day.
And this your boy, Jamar Fresh.
Yep.